So our final presentation for the afternoon is by Suzanne Turan. Suzanne's a program coordinator with the UC Berkeley Labor Occupational Health Program and has been involved for a number of the past few years on the statewide heat illness prevention campaign, which Linda had talked about and Suzanne's going to expand on now.
Thank you. So good afternoon, and I will click ahead. So nothing to disclose. So as has been discussed already this afternoon by the previous presenters, you've gotten a picture of the California effort and the campaign and know that it's a multifaceted approach that has included enforcement and Cal/OSHA visibility in terms of outreach and education to employers as well as workers, has also included the train the trainer and engagement of community organizations that Linda described, and has also included a strong media campaign. And I want to acknowledge the partners on the effort that have included the sister programs at the universities, both at UCLA Loesch and UC Davis, as well as a social marketing firm and a media buyer that we worked with on the media strategy, and principally, of course, Cal/OSHA in the development of the Cal/OSHA campaign. So what I'm going to describe during this part of the presentation is actually how we came up with the messaging and concepts that were used throughout the ads and the materials that were developed, because I think they were the ones that provided a unified messaging and voice and visual style to the campaign so that workers and employers who were seeing the materials through all these different avenues were getting the same messaging and recognizing that it's the same effort being directed at them. This was actually funded by the California legislature, and I want to recognize that we had a unique opportunity here in California because in 2009 they used not the general fund, but funds from lawsuits from worker violation case or state wage and hour violation cases, I believe, to provide enough money for there to be a media buy, and they saw the need to there be a more effective way to engage non-English speaking workers in this effort. So part of our strategy in thinking about the development of this media campaign and how to really make it effective was to consider the social marketing approach and the framework. And just to review a couple of the points that involves, social marketing is the application of commercial marketing techniques and communication theory to promoting a change in attitude and behavior that's for the public good. And so a few of the points that I wanted to emphasize is that it involves a really thorough analysis of the benefits and costs of the target to the target audience of this behavior that you're trying to promote. What would they perceive as a benefit of doing what you want, and what are the associated costs as well? There's a focus on message development because you want to think about the message not necessarily in how you would convey it and what's important for you to say as the messenger, but in what might make it a message that stands up above the noise of everything else that's in the environment and also is resonating and appealing to the target. Then you can talk about the strategies and formats that you're going to use to communicate said message, and also consider the environmental context. What do you need to change or modify or enhance in order to support the behavior? So for the development of this campaign, one of the first challenges we faced is that we had a very diverse target population. And actually in social marketing, you're supposed to segment your population narrowly. But we were handed non-English speaking workers in California. We also wanted to make sure we reached the supervisors and not just the workers. But as you can see from this picture, there's several industries, principally agriculture, construction, and landscape, but also within agriculture, not just Latino farm workers, but also indigenous farm workers, as well as Punjabi farm workers and Hmong farmers. The first phase involved the formative research phase. You can see here described are actually the focus groups that were conducted with the different target audiences, but we also developed and carried out a series of key informant interviews with community organizations that work with workers, employers, and employer stakeholders, and we worked to expose the creative team of the social marketing firm to low-wage workers and their conditions, and worked with a farm labor contractor to take the team to the field to be with workers who were hourly employees, but to be there for several hours and then also meet with farm workers in a community meeting. And what we learned through this has already been mentioned, I believe, in some of the issues that have come forth in the previous presentations as far as the challenges. But what really stood out was the perceived conflict of interest for workers in following the heat measures, the prevention recommendations of taking water, resting for a bit in the shade, with the earnings that they were going to bring home at the end of the day. And that was a big concern that kept surfacing in the groups, was the issue of the piece rate, being paid piece rate and wanting to produce. There were also some issues around access to water and shade. But we decided that really the attitude, or we had to with our top line messaging, look at that perceived negative outcome that they associated with taking the water and rest. So before I go to that, I also want to mention that we worked with the firm on the development of different potential concepts, and we refined them with them for a bit and then took them to focus groups to test them with the groups that are here. And I'm going to show you some of the concepts that we tested. The first is this one, that briefly the concept was that the sun is the boss, that it's not what your boss says or what the worker wants to do, but ultimately the sun will dictate what's needed. And there were several versions of this, but that was the concept in this particular ad. The other type of concept we tested was the link to family. And in this it says, a rest in the shade protects your whole family. This is better in Spanish than English, but it's something to the effect of avoid heat at work so that you can enjoy the warmth of the family. A third concept had to do with essential ingredients and really emphasizing that the things that were being recommended for heat illness prevention are just essential parts of the job. So just like you couldn't make mole without chocolate, you can't work without water. And there were different versions of these that we adapted for the Hmong culture and the Latino culture, and we found out that there's actually many mole recipes that you can make without chocolate. And finally, this message here that really portrayed a worker has the water rest shade, you can't work without them, and links that if you want to last, it's good to rest, and has that kind of messaging. So again, the concepts tested, and this is the one that had the strongest appeal for workers. And we tested to see what is believable, what seems resonant, what's appealing. And what workers described, and actually also the group with farm labor contractors, was they liked seeing the strong visual of the workers displayed. They liked the headline that made sense, or they would say, that's true. You know, if I drink water, I'm going to be able to do more. If I rest, it's going to help me it's going to help me at work. And it sort of had that positive association between what was being recommended and the work that their main concern around being able to do work effectively. We also tried different subheadings that you see here in terms as part of the message, what, again, resonates, what's believable, what's going to be most motivating. And the one that was most appealing was the water rest shade. The work can't get done without them. So our campaign strategy, again, recognizing that we had this, you know, very unique opportunity to be able to do a media buy that ultimately involved billboards and other types of outdoor advertisement in different formats, as well as an extensive radio buy focused in the main, in inland areas of California from the border up to sort of the Yuba City area in the north, was that, you know, we were seeing the media as reaching the workers, but also the employers, as well as the community support network of organizations that helps workers and workers' families. And the theory behind it is that this creates a socially mediated delivery of messaging and communication that's enhanced because the public visibility is there and everybody's seeing this message and workers are not isolated, you know, with receiving a message only at the workplace. So here, ultimately, from those initial concepts, here are the billboards that we were able to produce as part of the campaign, and here they are in Spanish. The translation is not direct because English and Spanish, particularly in creating slogans and ads, but the concept is the same. We also produced ads that were placed in different stores in different neighborhoods, as well as in Hmong and Punjabi, using that medium to reach those populations. And also we're able to place ads in vans that take farm workers to the job and in lunch trucks that come both to agricultural and construction sites as a way of reminding everybody. So we were looking at how do we place the ads in places where people are going to see or hear them on their way to and from work, as well as at work, and then in the community. Linda talked a lot about the second part of the campaign strategy, which was reaching the wide variety of community groups that are essential parts of the network that can help support workers, not just in being engaged and delivering the information, but also in serving as that connection to Kalosha. Kalosha really wants to hear from workers and get complaints when there's problems, but there's a huge trust gap there. And often these community organizations are the ones who can help workers overcome that. There were a range of education posters and other materials that, again, mirrored the ads and reinforced the campaign. And we were able to produce a lot of promotional items. These are not in use, the pictures are not in use, but the bandanas up at the top left have been really popular with workers, and we're still able to distribute that as well as Kalosha. So just real briefly, I'm going to share a couple of points from the evaluation that was conducted in 2010. We're actually in the midst right now of conducting the evaluation for 2012 because we were fortunate to have funding to have this be a sustained effort that is now in its third year. It's its final year in terms of the media, but it is its third year. Oops. So the knowledge and awareness of the campaign was really high. As you can see, almost 90% of workers interviewed had seen or heard the campaign. The same with the community organizations. Employers, it was less. That is also in part because of who we were able to capture, which were more employer association reps than direct supervisors. But there was a tremendous awareness. And a couple of the points is that there was a positive response to the messages. There's a lot of excitement about the materials that were generated, and both the community organizations and the employers reported a high rate of using the materials that they were provided to do effective training and reach workers in not only English, but Spanish, Mixteco, Punjabi, and then for the Hmong community. Workers reported changes in behavior, specifically that they were drinking water more often, resting in the shade. The numbers were actually really high for the reported behavior changes, and so we are suspicious of them. But there was a before and after. I mean, we have to be realistic in the terms of 90% reporting said behavior, but there was also a trend in when they were asked, did you do this last year or before, that number was lower. And so we think there's a positive trend towards the desired behaviors. And as a result of engaging the local organizations, they then report to us what they were able to do with their action plans. And in previous years, they have reported as a total reaching 6,000 to 8,000 workers in different ways in their community. So that has been a really successful effort as well statewide. I think I'll stop. Oh, there's a couple quotes from the interviews with community advocates, one of which said, we'd receive more anonymous calls to complain that they are not being provided with shade or water. That was in the first year, and it was an organization that then would follow up on those complaints from workers. And another organization that does a lot of training with farm workers said at a training session, a group of workers complained about not having water or shade, and this is something that you would not see in the past. The campaign empowers people to say, I know this is the law. Okay, thank you.